Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting!
Gog is so delicious!
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, God, come.
Yeah, fuck my fucking armpits, yeah.
Oh my God! Dick and nuts!
I fucked my brother. I fucked him.
I see a lot of penises. Animals' penises.
Ah! You know what NAMLA stands for, don't you? No ass may be left alone.
You'll dig it hard.
It's Tuesday, August 31st, 2010. Coming up on the program today, magnifying your burn wounds, plus nasty drug dealers just want to see you get laid. And puppies don't have much bounce to them, do they? All of this, plus a classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got a great program for you. A classic Sextastic Tuesday is on deck. You know, Corey announced that he is going to be retiring from Butt Fudge Sunday, and I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to play one of his great Sextastic Tuesday stories that he himself wrote. They were always quite a production. He always included sound clips to play, background music, stuff like that. And one of my favorites that he wrote, I would say probably about 3 or 4 years ago, was a Price is Right themed Sextastic Tuesday story. So let's go ahead and replay that right now as a special tribute, a memorial, if you will. I consider Corey dead to me at this point. No, a tribute to Corey. Here we go.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday.
That's right. Today on the show, we're entering the steamy, sexy world of television game shows. Whammy's fucking Vanna White. Chuck Woolery getting a rim job from Wink Martindale. Alex Trebek ass-fucking Regis Philbin. It's anarchy. Sexy, raunchy anarchy. Today, though, we're going to focus on The Price is Right. After 35 years, The Price is Right game show host Bob Barker no doubt has had his share of game show groupies. However, for decades, Bob had eyes on the Barker's beauties. Of course, there have been lawsuits because of it, actually. Groping. Bob had not made love in years and longed for the time when he could gangbang the Barker beauties in a brand new car! Corey. Since Bob's vision was poor, he mixed up his daily medication with his Viagra and broke into an uncontrollable frenzy of sexual madness. Bob must eat pussy! He's going mad! When Bob started the show that morning, the announcer, Rod Roddy, he's dead now. I'll always remember Rod Roddy as the announcer for Price is Right. He was so great with his, sequin. He's the only man I know that would wear sequin, shirts. All sparkly and shit. Maybe he was gay. I don't know. His name certainly points to that conclusion. Rod Roddy. It'd be gay porn. All right, when Bob started the show that morning, the announcer called for a contestant to come on down! The female contestant had long, silky legs, pleasantly curvy hips, and voluptuous breasts. That's right, Corey provided his own sound effects for this Sextastic Tuesday. That was an awful sound effect, though. Let's see where this is going. Bob was spellbound with lust. He blurted out as if he was battling Tourette's. I'm going to try to do my best Tourette's impression here. Come on, down and suck my cock! You're the next contestant on The Price is Right! There, Tourette's. All right, so yes, come on down and suck my cock. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. The woman was startled, but had been a devout admirer and would do anything for Bob. She also wanted to win the Showcase Showdown and get a sweet speedboat. Yeah, a fast boat for a fast lady.
I'm not ready for it.
You're not ready for it?
No, I need to get closer.
Okay. The contestant zipped down Bob's pants and pulled out Bob's gray, pickle-like prick. Bob's cock looked like it had warts.
You see, all the people on the show took hepatitis shots, and it was not a complete success.
Okay. She ignored the blemishes and started to lick the salt off of Bob's dirty cock. She then scooped out Bob's cotton candy-like balls. It was like this. I've never heard of balls described as cotton candy. Very descriptive. But yes, that's probably how old people's balls are. All wrinkly and mushy. It was like discovering two birds' eggs in a dirty nest.
Look at my beauties!
He's very proud of his balls. Her lips engulfed Bob's balls like stuffing a whole pack of Big League Chew in her cheeks. She then sucked like a dirt devil while jerking off his pickle cock. The crowd was shocked. Yes, they're currently taping the show, aren't they? Doing this in front of a studio audience. The crowd was shocked and started running as if there was a fire. Little did they know, Bob had a burning fire in his pants that needed extinguishing. The woman kept sucking Bob off like a rabbi on a newly circumcised baby. Think about that one for a second. All the while, Bob was yodeling like the mountain climber in Cliffhanger. Bob then applied turtle wax to his cock, and she stroked him faster and faster. Unfortunately, Bob became limp. Dissatisfied, he pushed the woman aside. He handed her the rest of the turtle wax as a parting gift and kissed her on the cheek.
I want to see you after the show.
Bob was still in the mood and noticed a very busty, fat black woman still in the crowd with an I Love Bob shirt. Bob whipped out a $500 bill and laughed. This showcase could be yours if the price is right. She said, no deal. And Bob said, wrong fucking game show, bitch. And grabbed her by the cornrows and dreadlocks and raped her on stage.
I've been here for all these years playing this game. You know it well enough. You knew I was goofing. Why didn't you stop me there?
Fortunately, Bob could still not come. He then grabbed his Colt 45 handgun and then forcibly lined all the Barker beauties at the bottom of the Plinko board with their legs up and vagina lips wide open. Bob stood at the top of the Plinko board with a smirk on his face. He dropped in his Plinko chips one by one. He dropped the first Plinko chip deep into Janice's hot, wet pussy.
$100.
Oh, Janice's pussy's only worth $100. The next Plinko chip went into Kathleen's hot steamer, turning Bob on even more.
$500.
Diane had multiple Plinko chips going deep inside her cash and prizes, causing her to squirt sporadically all over the Plinko board.
$1,000?
Uh-oh, we're building up to something. Bob was so close to coming.
Oh, I think it's going to blow up.
That creaking sound was his penis. But the next Plinko chip got stuck on the Plinko board, and Bob again lost his erection. Tough break, Bob. Bob was still on a sexual rampage, faster than Michael Richards looking for a job on Monster.com. Okay. Bob raced around. How topical. Bob raced around with his pants around his ankles and found the Barker beauty Holly on the Lucky 7 set.
Baby, it's not too late. Come on here.
Bob is a creep. It wasn't Holly's lucky day since Bob pistol-whipped Holly into unconsciousness. Bob sprinkled Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat, in Holly's pink dripping pussy and literally ate her out. Bob then fucked her slowly with his long, pencil-thin microphone and asked, what's your price now, bitch? What's your price now?
Now you've had enough.
bitch.
Bob yelled, come on, it's sweeps week and ratings are down. He tried to get her in the mood. Do it for the troops, you unpatriotic bitch. Barker barked.
Do you have any idea what a wonderful comeback this would be?
Ooh, Bob didn't want to lose his erection, so he did the unthinkable. Bob fantasized of ass-fucking the rotten corpse of former Price is Right announcer Rod Roddy in his flamboyant pink pimp jacket. Take that, Rod Roddy, or whatever the fuck your real name is. Feels like your gay asshole hasn't skipped a beat.
No, that's not right.
No, it most certainly isn't. Still, Bob could not shoot his load.
Well, I'll swear, nothing's going right today.
That is the most humiliating moment of my life on Price is Right.
Bob was so frustrated that he went to his last resort. He removed the needle out of the big wheel and stuck his dick against the wheel. Bob spun the wheel in the hopes that the wheel would jerk him off. Since his arms had arthritis, he couldn't get the wheel all the way around, so he had to spin again, and again, and again.
It did not get all the way around.
The fourth time he spun it, it was so fast his wiry silver-gray pubic hair flew out into the empty audience seats. Bob got into the third person and mumbled in a trance, "The wheel is spinning and spinning, and I think I'm gonna come. Oh, it could be coming. It might be."
Oh, I think it's going to blow up.
Bob's rock-hard cock then suddenly snapped off by the big wheel and flew across the stage like a monster truck hitting a traffic cone. At the same time, Bob finally came and bled all over the wheel through his torn dick. The wheel then landed on the $1, and he won $1,000. But tragically, Bob lost his life. Bob died of a heart attack, orgasm, and loss of blood. The stage was covered in senior citizen man juice. Bob Barker paid the ultimate price on The Price is Right. His life. If only Bob had been spayed or neutered, none of this would have happened.
Bob Barker reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Bye-bye.
There you go. That's Sextastic Tuesday for August 31st, 2010. Brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. You know, autumn is quickly approaching, and that can mean only one thing. It's time for Adam and Eve's annual fall vibrator sale. I shit you not. They are a recoculous company. Yes, right now they have a fall vibrator sale where over 100 vibrators are under $20, including the Blue Dolphin. Yes, for $19.95 you can get the Blue Dolphin vibrator, but if you use coupon code FREAK, which is a special code just for Distorted View listeners, you'll get 50% off just about any item, including those vibrators on sale. Plus, you're going to get free shipping. They'll throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a special gift, all for using coupon code FREAK. So the cool thing is, so say like you wanted to buy the Blue Dolphin vibrator, or maybe the Jelly Egg vibrator, or the Rocks Off 80mm bullet, or my first anal toy. Whatever. You pick a vibrator, any vibrator. I'm going to use the Blue Dolphin vibrator as an example. Now, if you were just going to purchase this thing, it's $19.95, plus then you add shipping charges and everything, it ends up being like $27, $28. You use coupon code FREAK, $9.98. That's the total cost. No shipping charges, nothing like that. Plus, you're going to get all those free gifts. All for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. Again, the deal is pick out anything. Movies, lingerie, dildos, masturbators, pocket pussies, whatever. Anything you want. Just pick an item out. Use coupon code FREAK. You'll get 50% off one item. And you'll get free standard shipping plus 3 free adult DVDs and a special gift. All from our good friends at AdamandEve.com. There is a link on the show notes. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Just posted Corey's Butt Fudge Sunday last night. Prior to that, I did a video cast for you. Today's program is extended, so a lot of great reasons to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up. Yes, first story we have for you today. This is a short one. It comes from New Zealand. A 2-month-old Labrador puppy was kicked, punched, and thrown through a basketball hoop by 4 teenage boys. even more impressive is that it was from the three-point line. Swish, nothing but net. Those kids have a promising career in the NBA. Yes, a two-month-old lab was kick-punched and thrown through a basketball hoop by four teenage boys in a park on Sunday. Police said they were called to Wilson Place Papakura or something after witnesses reported seeing the dog being repeatedly kicked and then thrown up a tree. I'd be really impressed if the kids managed to dribble the puppy down the court. All right, yes, it fell, and as it laid motionless, one of the boys held it by its front legs while another boy kicked it in its stomach. Monsters. They continued punching and kicking the puppy and then threw it through a basketball hoop. The puppy suffered extremely bad bruising and was barely able to stand but did not sustain any broken bones. Now, I wouldn't be so quick to judge these kids. You don't know what the dog did. He may have deserved it. May have been a serial rapist, or the dog may have been trying to push drugs on the neighborhood kids, and this is, you know, a little vigilante justice. I'm all for that. Take back the streets! All right, yes, it was taken to the SPCA, where it is receiving medical attention. The four boys were apprehended by police and referred to youth aid. No, that is not... That's Live Aid. It's entirely different. It has nothing to do with animal abuse. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from North Dakota, of all fucking states. I didn't even realize that was a state. Prosecutors have charged a Grand Forks teen with sexual assault, alleging he concocted a story to coerce a teenage girl to have sex with him. Yeah, because that's the only way to get a teenage girl to have sex with you. You tell her that you're dying of leukemia or something. No, he told her that if she didn't, drug dealers would hurt or possibly kill her and her family and also him. He's really covering all the bases here. Drug dealers are going to kill me! And if you don't care enough about that, they'll also kill your family. And you, too! So yes, how about a hand job? Rain Anderson, 18, is set to make his initial appearance today in state district court. Anderson and the girl are roughly the same age, give or take 10 years, having both graduated from high school in the spring. Court documents say the two teens began dating in November 2008, but then split up in August 2009. I know why they broke up, because she wouldn't fucking give it up. In early February, Anderson started conveying to the girl through Facebook, text messages, and in person that he was in trouble, that his life was in danger, and that he needed help. This kid really needed to get laid. He reportedly told the girl not to tell anyone about this because they, the drug dealers, were watching them. Anderson's attorney, Dwayne Johnston, and authorities say that the drug dealers did not exist. The affidavit says Anderson continued the story for some time, and eventually the story's plot got heavier. Quote, the messages got progressively worse, threatening Rain and the girl's life if certain demands weren't met within a specific time frame. It's alleged that he told the girl that her family was at risk of being hurt or killed if she did not comply with the demands. Why would drug dealers want to help someone that they don't like get laid? You know what I'm saying? Like, this kid is saying that he's in deep trouble with drug dealers. Like, the drug dealers are pissed off at him. And the girl better do what they say. And then, apparently, the only thing the drug dealers want is to see this chick get nailed by her ex-boyfriend. It makes no kind of sense. Yes, it's alleged he told the girl that her family was at risk of being hurt or killed if she did not comply with the demands, some of which were sexual. As a result of this, court documents say the girl had sexual contact with Anderson on February 23rd, and because it was so good, on the 28th as well. Authorities do not accuse Anderson of using physical force during these encounters. He didn't need to. He had fake drug dealers, scaring her. Prosecutor Nancy Yone, who was handling the case, said the girl and her parents filed a report with the Grand Forks Police Department, which investigated the matter. Anderson was 17 years old when the alleged crimes were committed, so he was charged in juvenile court on March 5th. Now, though, apparently he's being charged as an adult. Anderson, who is not in custody, is charged as an adult with gross sexual imposition or, in the alternative, a lesser charge of sexual imposition. Gross sexual imposition carries a maximum penalty of life in prison, while the maximum for sexual imposition is 10 years behind bars. So there you go. And finally today, This story is very short, but it involves a complete fucktard. It comes from Cumberland County, Pennsylvania. A Cumberland County woman was severely burned in what police are calling a freak accident. It was not an accident. It was done on purpose. Robin Fuse, 34, was playing with a child's magnifying glass. I think you all know where this story is going, don't you? When it started a fire on her clothes. She was burned Friday evening. Of course. So yeah, she was playing with a magnifying glass when it started a fire on her clothes. She was burned Friday evening. You know, she was trying to. She was like, yeah, I wonder if I can, if it would heat up enough. And then, you know, when it did catch on fire, she's like, it was an accident. I was just reading the newspaper. It must have reflected or something. She was burned Friday evening at the Keystone Service. She was burned Friday evening at Keystone Service of Central PA, which is a group home. Uh-huh. She's crazy. She's cuckoo bananas. This is what happens. The intensity goes above 212 degrees. It can be, generated. What? This is what happens. The intensity goes above 212 degrees. It can be generated. And at that point, the combustion happens, said Gary Neff, Harrisburg Deputy Fire Chief. Foose is in critical condition. Holy fuck. With burns covering 50% of her body.
Dun, 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 dun. Wow. So,
yes, it's the Paul and Jeanette version of the Price is Right loser. She really had to be trying to set herself on fire because it was a child's magnifying glass. What, did she set herself on fire and then forget about it? Got distracted by the laundry or something. I forgot to put the fabric softener in. Idiot. She was in a group house, though. That kind of means you're crazy, right? If you live in a group house, something's off, not working, drug addict, something. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All righty, hey, freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, what's up, Tim? It's Eric from Kansas. I think at the beginning of the Wednesday episode, the last Wednesday, you played this, like, you were like, Distorted View Dance Party.
Yes.
You played this, like, remix of the Meth thing. Where'd you get that?
And I don't know.
Do you know anything, like, who made it and whatnot? Because it's fucking sick as fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I can't remember if a Distorted View listener sent that in to me, created it. Because I played it a long time ago on the show, and then I found it again, so I played it recently. But I don't remember if it was on, maybe it was on YouTube. Or a listener made it. I'm sorry. I'll do a little bit of research. I'll dig around for you. Hey, I wanted to say I'm sorry about yesterday's show. There was a colossal fuck up in posting the program. The link to the show was right. That was where the show was supposed to be, but I accidentally uploaded the show to the wrong directory or something. And my web server or service or whatever does this weird thing where if it can't find the URL that you're typing in or that you're clicking on, it'll try to auto-correct itself. And so while the 8:30:10 show could not be found in that directory, the 8:03:10 show could. So it redirected to the August 3rd show for a while. So if for some reason you have downloaded the wrong episode of Distorted View Daily, it is corrected now. iTunes should reflect that. And also, you can just download it right from the website as well. So, great program yesterday.
Chagoo, Tim, JR from California, just calling in. You probably have heard this a bunch of times, but I'm a bit behind the show and I'm listening to the Tuesday, Sextastic Tuesday, and you did read that story before.
What?
Doesn't really bother me. Just letting you know.
Was it a classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday?
Hi, Tim, Meboo. This is lifetime member Seabound Atheist calling to you from Japan, probably for the last time. Just got done watching my ship pull out to sea, my former ship pull out to sea, actually, the USS Cowpens. Please go ahead and send your pussy parts their way. But anyways, I actually had a question for you. I was listening to one of your former shows, and I heard that you actually enjoy the Wii game Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Yes.
Well, I actually enjoyed that game myself. If you like to give out your friend code or whatever.
I know. People ask me that all the time because I was back when I was playing Mario Kart a lot, which I still love. They need to have more power up. My main problem with Nintendo is like they've got the Mario Kart, right? and you can play online with friends, and they have an online store where you can purchase old games. Why not just offer, you know, like more tracks and stuff? I'm bored with the Mario Kart tracks. But anyways, pay $10 and you get, you know, 5 or 10 more tracks or something. Oh, okay. But I need to find my friend code. I don't know where it's at.
Hey, Tim, it's me, Alex. I'm not in Pittsburgh anymore, so I'm actually in Baltimore. So good news, I will be able to get you some more good Canby moments. Great thing, I'm gonna get you some great Canby moments probably, because if I actually can get down there enough on the Inner Harbor, which a lot of people walk, there's always these guys, black guys, that are always selling water, and they always are either singing or having some sort of rhyme whenever they're selling it.
Yeah.
Hope I can get you some more moments like that, Tim. All right, I will talk to you later and listen to you tonight.
Okay, sounds good.
Dude, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas. I just saw an ad for a droid phone, and it's one of the dudes from Lestexaflex.
What?
Like, selling it. He's being all weird and hanging out. And,
yeah. Is it really the dude from Lestexaflex?
I think I found my brand!
Oh, that commercial.
Hey, Tim.
I didn't realize that was a dude from Lestexaflex. I'm going to have to go on their Facebook page and comment.
Hey, Tim. Central Freak Fly from Scotland here. Just wanted to call and say that Tonetta's Pressure Zone song has been playing in my head constantly since you played it on the podcast, I think maybe about a week ago. I can't stop humming it. I can't stop singing it in my head. And more than once, I've had to stop myself bursting it into the chorus because, well, it's not exactly faithful work, boss,
right,
public, all of it. But I fucking love it anyway. Keep up the great work,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that Tonetta. It's a whole new genre of music Tonetta is pioneering. I get that yummy, yummy, yummy pizza song stuck in my head.
Hey, Tim, I'm sitting outside of
which is a little more appropriate to hum or sing in public.
Hey, Tim, I'm sitting outside of Barnes & Noble's in shitty Tucson, Arizona, and this fucking old lady leaves her dog tied to a chair or something.
Yeah?
And it squeals that sound exactly like the Bunny Crush. So,
cool.
You know.
Audio, please. Could have been worse. The bitch could have been playing basketball with it. Yes, caller, you're on.
Yeah, Tim, I'm calling from Puerto Rico. This is the Puerto Rican fat man. Like, I don't got nothing to say other than he's coming. He's a fucking bitch, cock-ass asshole.
All right.
I hate him. I fucking hate him.
Haley's Comet does not have a lot of fans in Puerto Rico.
I don't give a shit about anybody else, but Haley's Comet, man, he's a fucking cock-asshole. Yeah.
Cock-asshole.
Hey, Tim, I just had you're a Freak One moment.
Yes, go right ahead.
I already knew this quite some time ago, but It confirmed it today when I'm listening to your podcast and I'm doing the fucking anal breathing exercises with
clenches.
You, and I'm just curious on how many other freaks were out there clenching and releasing their asshole while they breathe. Because, I was kind of curious. Alright, well, thanks for...
Alright, if you were doing your anal clenches while I was playing that audio, email me or voicemail in.
Hey, Tim, this is Double Baby Anus Rainbow. I wanted to stake claim to that name.
Really, you were worried someone was going to grab that?
Alright, jiggoo.
Alright, thank you very much to everyone for all the voicemails. Keep them coming, even if you just want to say hi, voicemail in. It's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is in, oh God.
I bash his brains against the goddamn radiator!
Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast, very important. Get the word out. Distorted View is here, and it's fucked up. Yes, if you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now, because I've got an extended portion coming up in just a second. Otherwise, we will see you back for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.